Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We also talk with Zach Isco with the Office of Emergency Management. He says it's hard to tell what's going to flood, so the whole city is under alert, and he says they're ready.
We've got life safety folks all over the city, FDNY with high axle vehicles. We've got NYPD out. We've deployed the tow truck task force around the city to remove vehicles. We've done all of the messaging that I've talked about. DEP has been out there with our other infrastructure partners like sanitation, clearing catch basins.
Yeah, and he says it's hard to predict where flooding will occur. He says shore communities are a gimme, but neighborhoods along the stretch, it's anybody's guess, and that's why you have to be ready. On the crime beat, investigators trying to figure out the connection between crime scenes where dismembered human remains were found. One at a location in Yonkers we told you about yesterday, and the other a few miles away in the Bronx is Juliet Papa.
The first gruesome discovery in Yonkers, a body in a plastic bag stuffed into a foldable shopping cart set on fire. Yonkers firefighters found the remains when they responded to douse the flames. Investigators reviewed video and found that the body was transported in the shopping cart on a Metro North train. They followed the video to the Bronx. The NYPD obtained a search warrant for an apartment on Rogers Avenue. Sources say that's where they discovered a pair of hands in a bucket, a pair of feet in the freezer, a gun and drug paraphernalia. They believe two men were involved in a drug dispute with the victim. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police searching for a man who they say passed a note to a woman inside a Bronx bank demanding $20,000. This happened yesterday afternoon at Ridgewood Savings Bank on Sedgwick Avenue in the Kingsbridge section. Cops say the guy approached the 20-year-old victim and passed her the note with a $20,000 ask. It's unclear how this all unfolded, but police say the suspect ended up making off with a little under $500 in cash. Well, as the city struggled with the cost of caring for thousands of recently arrived asylum seekers, a new report says that the city paid millions in unnecessary expenses to controversial companies tasked with housing them.
Auditors with the city comptroller's office looked at 2 months of invoices and found 80% should not have been paid. Brad Lander ran down the list.
And that included $2 million of overpayments to security contractors, $400,000 in excess commissions, excess profit, for almost 10,000 unused hotel room nights, and a failure to provide the promised social and casework services.
City housing officials said they viewed the extra rooms as planned insurance. And Mayor Adams said last spring, 4,000 migrants were being bused to New York a week.
So we didn't have the luxury to try to find spaces when it was coming at that rate.
Lander announced his mayoral bid last week. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Manhattan's west side.
Well, the Port Authority has a message for any toll cheats out there. We're coming for you. Port Authority police say they've ramped up toll enforcement efforts, issuing more than 4,800 summonses in the first half of the year. That's a 55% jump from the same period last year. In all, they say these drivers owed $4.2 million in unpaid tolls and fees. They also arrested 63 people, mostly for using fake license plates or for theft of service. Officials say they are focused on catching repeat offenders who apparently often owe hundreds of thousands of dollars alone. Legoland in New York is in the process of hiring its next model builder. Whoever gets the job will design, maintain, and build amazing Lego models at Legoland New York at its brand new Master Model Builder experience. 13 applicants have been selected to compete in a couple of competitions where they're asked to build creative or to take creative challenges and timed build model builds in front of a panel of judges. Well, in what looks like a tragic accident, a woman struck and killed by a subway train in Brooklyn this morning. Cops say they got the call just after 9:30 at the Grand Army Plaza station. When they got there, police found an unresponsive 24-year-old woman with trauma to the head and body. She's pronounced dead at the scene. The NYPD says a preliminary investigation indicates the woman somehow fell by accident, putting her in harm's way. No criminality is suspected at this time. Hey, remember all those college protests earlier this year, starting in our area at Columbia? Yeah, the school president ended up calling the cops a few times, who made several arrests, which is a power that, well, right now, the campus safety officers do not have. But change could be coming.
1, 2, 3. That's protesters at Columbia in April, where the NYPD was called in to break up an encampment and the occupation of an administrative building. Now, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, there are discussions that could lead to peace officers on campus with the power to arrest and physically contact students, which current campus officers are not allowed to do.
That's correspondent Allison Keyes reporting. The administration reportedly says it'll seek input from faculty before moving forward. That plan, though, will likely face backlash as some faculty condemn the president's move to call the NYPD in the first place during the initial protest and passed a resolution of no confidence in the president back in May.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.